Ready for the show? I'm ready to start.
10, 9, ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11. Tower clear.
Roger.
Yes, my dear friends, welcome to ET First Contact Radio. My name is Maarten Horst, and with ET First Contact Radio, I bring you the latest galactic news. And my friend and guest today, his name is Wes Anak, and he really makes beautiful messages. So, Wes, I want to welcome you to the show.
Thank you very much, Maarten. I'm overjoyed to be here.
Me too. I'm overjoyed to have you because you are a great spirit, and I must tell the listeners that when I read your messages, whether they are from the headers or from the Pleiadian High Council or from the Council of Nine or from Sanyaska, I always feel very much uplifted. And whenever there's a message from you, I'm excited and happy, and then I take time, you know, I make a cup of coffee, I'm going to sit down and read it and enjoy the words that are coming from our Pleiadian friends. It's really a very good time for me to relax and to get a grip of the future that's awaiting us.
Yeah. Well, just as I've told readers of the blog who've commented and told me that the messages have helped so much in one way or another, really I started offering the messages because I opened up to my own ability to channel, and I offered them in the hopes that, you know, even if just a few people pick up on them and the messages are able to benefit them, then I've done my job. I've fulfilled my mission for being here, and the fact that they've been able to expand so much and reach so many people such as yourself and actually help you, that means more to me than could possibly ever be expressed.
Yes. Well, you know, it means also a lot for me to have you on the show, because I do my job, and that is to be a conduit together with BBS Radio to interview wonderful people like yourself, so that
well,
they can
you.
Get the message out and that more people can read your blog. That's the purpose.
Yeah. Well, that's a very good purpose, too. We all play our own roles in bringing the future about, and every role is just as honored and just as sacred as the next.
Exactly. Hey, Wes, you have told me yesterday, or today, I guess, when I was sleeping, in fact, over the night,
yeah,
that you have prepared a message for the listeners. Is it okay for you to start right off with it, or do you want first to talk a bit?
I think we can talk a bit for now, and then I'll get into the message. It is true, I would say that I've made the decision to bring through a message for the show, but it was actually the Pleiadians who had the idea, but we could probably get into that later.
Yes, sure. Hey, Wes, you are quite a young fellow in the field of light workers, and that makes me very happy, because I'm 36 years old. But what's your age?
I am actually 20, just turned 20 in May.
You know, yeah, it's very good to have young people in the field, because I have the feeling that the younger generation, they really need you. They need us, you know?
Oh, absolutely, and I'm seeing more and more younger people coming out these days and standing up for truth, standing up for the light, standing up for what they know and believe in. And I suppose everybody's been told through channeled messages for probably decades now that there would be waves of crystal children coming in the 90s and in the 2000s, and I think that's being proven with the multitudes of us who have come forth to offer ourselves to the awakening of the planet.
Exactly, my friend, yes. Hey, Wes, today is July the 4th. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I've actually been pondering the fact that today is the 4th of July, Independence Day in America, and I've sort of broadened my personal perceptions of what I see as freedom and independence, and I feel like while some feel that today is perhaps a diminished holiday because of what the cabals have done to America, how they've pretty much tainted its original, what it was originally intended for, everybody to be free, I feel like in this time, right now, in 2013, all of us, the people, are coming together and we're cultivating a freedom and a sovereignty that will be even more widespread and even better than what the founding fathers of the United States had intended and had in mind for. So I actually feel that this day is very significant, both in our present, in our past, and in our future.
I totally agree with you. And did you notice that today many people were protesting in the U.S., against the NSA spying activities. There were many protests. I don't know if there was media coverage. At least Russia Today gave coverage of it. But are you aware of it?
Well, I wasn't aware of that exactly, but I have to say it's a very great thing. That's what this country was, like I said, originally intended for. I think every citizen should protest, should question the authorities, the people in power, because to be honest, that's what the founding fathers intended, intended. They intended for us to constantly question the government and to be a ruling body of the people rather than a separated body of the people who lets the few make the decisions for them. So I think those protests, especially against the NSA, who have been proven to be spying on citizens of the United States and the world abroad, I think that's a great thing.
Yes, and I just read on the Galactic Free Press, my main news website, that the next bomb of information, the next package of information that's going to be released from the NSA will shock the world more than it ever has done before.
Oh, that I absolutely believe it. I think we're learning more and more every day. I believe even the recent slides from the NSA's prison presentation that were presented by the Washington Post, I believe even those were withheld a few days because they didn't want to release everything all at once. So, yeah, I have to agree with you. I think that we're going to see an avalanche of revelations concerning the NSA, concerning the cabals in general, and just as so many other people have been saying lately, I think it's going to lead to the full-on disclosures that we've been looking toward and waiting for so long.
Yes, because it's possible, Wes, I think, that in some cables of the NSA files, there is information about extraterrestrials. It must be.
Oh, I would imagine, and I was also going to say that it's very tragic that the mainstream media is likely choosing to focus on the United States' attempted prosecution of Edward Snowden rather than focusing more on what the NSA has been doing, holding these guys accountable. I think it's very unfortunate, and I agree with you that we probably will find some very startling revelations having to do with the NSA.
Yes, yes, I agree. Okay, so when did you first start channeling? Because I think I lost track. I think I started reading your messages in the early 2011. Is that correct?
I think I probably started officially channeling around the beginning of 2011, but I had been interested in channeling all throughout 2010, and I had a couple validating experiences on a couple spiritual forums that helped me to understand the reality of channeling. And I do believe you've interviewed Laura Tycho on your show. Am I correct about that?
Yes, yes, a couple of times, two or three times, yes.
A wonderful friend. She's actually the one who encouraged me to start a blog site to publish my messages to, and that's really what started the entire thing.
Yeah, it's the Aquarius paradigm, right?
Indeed, it was Aquarius channelings up until the new year, and then it was changed to the Aquarius paradigm to reflect what we're all moving into as a species.
Yeah, why don't you give the full website, the full URL of your blog?
Certainly, it is AquariusParadigm.com, www. Of course, in the front of it. And then I have a personal blog as well, WesAnack.com.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's to write down for you if you're listening, because this is going to help you a lot, a great deal, if you're new to Wes Anack's channelings. But I guess many people are...
Go ahead.
Yeah, I guess many people are aware of your work that are listening. But still, we can have always new listeners. And if you are new to the show, welcome. And we give you the latest galactic news every week, another guest on BBS. And on Mondays and Sundays, I have a show on Finding Voices Radio. This should also be noted. Okay, Wes. Is there anything you want to talk about? I mean, we have still a lot of time left. Is there anything particular that we should mention?
Well, I suppose I could discuss... something I've been trying to work with so many others to help pioneer, and that is the spiritual revolution of humanity, if you'd like to delve into that subject a little bit.
Sure, a very good idea.
Great. I basically think that for decades now, everybody has known what's wrong. We've recognized what's in need of changing. And we've worked to start our own protest groups and our own groups, bent on bringing in the new paradigm. And what all of us have done so far, all of us who have awakened, really is a good thing. It is good, and it's needed. I really think, though, that we need to, as awakening souls, we need to find a way to expand our reach, expand our grasp, expand who we're reaching. I would almost say try to reach the mainstream, even though so many people entrapped within the mainstream are still cut off to many of the things that we believe and know. But I believe that if we can... all unite, every one of us who have formed our own individual and up until now separated groups to bring about the new paradigm in our own ways, I think if we all united and came together to spread a coherent message that we could somehow package for the mainstream, but not in a way that takes away the core ideals and what we believe and get the people ensnared in the mainstream perception to really understand what we're attempting to present to humanity, I think if we could do that, then we could... really enact something very real and positive, and we could bring about the mass ascension that we've all been working toward for so very long.
Yeah, I've always have had the feeling that we can do things. You know, whenever there's an interesting article on the Galactic Free Press or on your blog or Laura's blog, I sometimes email it to major media corporations, and it's up to them what they do with it, but I email it.
Absolutely, and that's good, I think, in any way that we can, even if... at first, we may seem like loonies to people who would be cut off from those truths. Even if we make that initial effort and even try to expand on that effort in any way we can, we might sacrifice our own surface egos, but in doing so, we could really at least help open people ensnared in the mainstream perception up to what we believe and know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a very good point. I must tell you, I'm very curious to the message from the Pleiadians.
Oh, sure. I would love to go ahead and go into that. As I said, this what I'm about to read here is a message from the Pleiadian High Council. As I also said, they basically decided to come through and bring a message for the show, and this is that message.
Okay.
With greetings and warmth of the purest order, we are the Pleiadian High Council, happily speaking through this scribe and seeking to help activate awakenings in the minds and hearts of each of you, absorbing our words and energies now. The host of this dear radio show has expressed his excitement to meet us to our scribe, and we have in turn nudged our scribe toward bringing a direct connection through for dear Martin and for the dear listeners who've tuned in to feel the energies of we and our scribe directly. Each one of you is loved infinitely in the realms of full consciousness, and you'll understand this love as you open up to it, collectively and individually, more than you could possibly fathom. You're to find your ascension in a collective manner, but so many of you have already ascended and come back to the surface of the earth, and you, dear souls we speak of, will be playing the crucial roles of wayshowers and bridgers of the purer and lower realms of consciousness. Some of you have taken myriad experiences and lives upon the earth's surface, and have sought to awaken your earthly populace throughout each life you found your own personal awakenings in. You've learned about the deepest mechanics of the earth experience, and with the earthly training you've received throughout your myriad lives, you now stand as world bridgers and ushers in of the new world of peace and prosperity, that which has been referred to as the golden age of mankind. Your golden age has always been intended to come about, dear souls, and you've always been intended to bring it about. You've always been meant to show the way for the rest of your populace, who are indeed becoming awakened to the actions of tyranny and the existence of the realms of spirit. You've been meant to help lead these souls onward into the realms of full consciousness, and you've largely succeeded in your tasks up to this point. Even still, we ask those of you who continue on in your valiant missions, and if and when you can, exceed the amount of service you've chosen to give to the surface of the earth. We happily request that you give it your all, and they chose to put that term in quotations, while you exist on the earth, as you work to funnel down the higher dimensions of consciousness you've each come from. In the same vein, we ask you not to overwork yourself, to find a healthy balance, and to enjoy your earthly experience as you go about it. Your earthly experience is indeed meant to be enjoyed, and we know that you can feel the freedom accompanying simply letting one's existence be at times and learning to enjoy each facet of your lives on the earth. We happily remind you that everything you experience in your earthly lives happens for a very divine and ordained reason, and you have steered your own lives and experiences in the directions best intended for your growth. You've been given innumerable assistance by us and by your personal spiritual guides with every facet of your mission and with discovering the higher dimensions as you broaden your understanding of what is and isn't possible on your world. Before making our final impressions for this communication, we'll make a small note about the open assistance we'll give on your world in the time ahead. We wish not to refer to a time in the future that we intend for you to look toward or immerse yourselves in, rather than performing the work needed for your planet to reach the point of being able to see our existence be disclosed, but we certainly wish to inform you about your future and about the role we'll play. Following the landings we'll have formally made on your world, which will come about far after the widespread disclosure of our existence, will teach you to understand the greater energies at work creating and sustaining your reality. We'll do this with the help of the dear Hathers, who are speaking with you along with us and whose energies are braided with ours into this communication, to understand the energetics driving your realities and to utilize the technologies we'll happily offer, which have been suppressed for nearly a century in your current society, for the ultimate restoration of your planet. We and the various other ascended individuals and collectives comprising the Light Forces will be with each of you to share the ascended technologies we have with you and to help you understand how to build and use such technologies yourselves. While companies with lighted intents will indeed offer free energy technology when it initially breaks through on your surface, after our presence has been made known and we widely disperse this technology ourselves and teach you how to utilize it, there will be no need for companies to oversee its production, as it will be like a plant that can be grown by every human being who will understand how to grow and build it. Our technologies will be widely understood by all, and your mainstream scientists will kick themselves for largely laughing away free energy and its potential for mankind. As we make our final impressions for this communication and send a wave of love forth for each of you absorbing a radio show meant to help humanity understand the reality of our existence, which we are so very grateful to that show's host for, we express that the direct connection so many of you are finding with us will only pick up as you find yourselves able to be close to our energies. We're with each of you. And to dearest Martin, who confided his excitement to meet us, you've already met us and are meeting us in every moment. But in regards to our meeting physically on the surface of your world, We are just as excited as you to be in your direct vicinity and to stare into the human eyes of galactic souls who've contributed much to the ascension of the planet and to the awakening of the populace. The work of each of you in awakening your public is vastly more appreciated by us in the higher dimensions than you yet know, but you'll come to understand the importance of your efforts, as well as our immense appreciation for them, in due time. Thank you to the Pleiadian High Council. And that's the message.
Well, Wes, I must say I'm very moved.
Thank you. Thank you. I was very moved by the communication as well. They chose to express some things that I thought were certainly wonderful. So thank you.
Yes. Okay, I want to ask Donald to go to the musical break, because I think it's a good moment to reflect on the beautiful message. And I've chosen music from Edwin Goodall called Beyond the Valleys, and it's imagination of the future and how wonderful it can be for all of us. So thank you for this message, Wes, and Donald, if you're ready, we are ready. Okay, fantastic.
Well, great.
Yes. Music will start in a few seconds. Edwin Goodall with Beyond the Valleys. Thank you. Edwin Goodall is a master, and he makes it very good possible with his music to imagine the new age, the golden age. Wes, I've been reflecting on the Pleiadian message that you just read while listening to the music. How did you like it?
I was actually going to comment that I'm sitting over here pretty much caught up in a wave of love over that music. That was incredible. That's the kind of music that really speaks to your soul and helps you unlock inner trenches of yourself that you never even knew were there. That was wonderful.
Yes, I agree. His name is Medwin Goodall, and he has made many CDs. He's a great musician from England, from Cornwall.
Oh, wow. Well, clearly he's divinely inspired.
Oh, he is, yes. And all these titles from his songs are Starseed or Dolphin Quest or The Goddess Return to Atlantis. All those titles.
Good, good. Getting the understandings and the terminologies out there, at least. That's great.
Exactly. And Our Great Spirit is an album he has.
It truly is great to see that there are so many of us playing so many different dedicated roles to bring about the new paradigm. It's wonderful.
Yes, it is, my friend. It really is. Hey, Wes, I have told you that I have a cold. I have a severe cold.
Yes, I remember.
Yes, so can you just, it's not very polite for me asking maybe, but can you just talk freely a bit? Because my throat is really sore, and just go ahead and talk about the Pleiadians and what they do, and because it's difficult for me.
Well, sure, I'd love to talk a little bit. Suppose I could talk about, give what I know about the Pleiadians and the service they're performing for humanity. The Pleiadians, as most of the listeners know, live very close to the Earth. Their star system is very close with ours, and they, I don't know how I could best put this, they've been on our planet for so long in the various different advanced societies that we've been in, and they've sown themselves onto this world in such a manner that they feel incredibly too close with our planet to just let something as important as our collective ascension go without their assistance. They, like so many others, chose to offer themselves to the ascension of our planet when Gaia made her clarion call whenever the first atom bombs were exploded, and as we've been told, caused a lot of devastation in the in the spiritual realms. And the Pleiadians, I would say that they were among those who answered this call, but I think they've largely been involved with us for far longer, and even to say far longer sort of goes against their non-concept of time. But essentially what I'm trying to say is I don't think they chose to assist our planet because of the first atom bomb. I believe they've been here for much longer. And like the Therians, like the Andromedans, like the Arcturians, they take their own races and councils in the Galactic Federation. And I haven't learned about all of their councils yet, but I've connected with and been able to bring through the energies of their General Council, their High Council, and their Council of Nine. And what's interesting about those connections is that the fifth dimensional aspect of my higher self, or what some would term a future self, whose messages I bring through regularly, and who you and all of the listeners would know as Sanjaska, this soul is almost always at the forefront of representing each council that I bring through. Pleiadian Council of Nine, usually speaking through Sanjaska. The High Council, even the message I read before our break, that I would imagine they probably came through Sanjaska. And what's even more interesting about that is that they've said before that they do sometimes choose to use their advanced technologies to funnel the communication down, but they don't always see the need to. It's more like a luxury, more something they can do, and it's enjoyable, so they might as well. And the process that I've been told of them funneling a communication down usually entails them bringing their energies through the open and active conduit that is Sanjaska, and then this soul using some sort of advanced device, advanced technology that I haven't come to fully understand yet, to further funnel those energies down naturally along with the energies creating our realities that were given by the Dear Hathers and so many others. And I've learned that they bring the connection through in that manner, which is very interesting to me. And basically beyond that, I should just say that in general they're very close with humanity. As was probably detailed in their communication, they seek to help us understand the realms of spirit in greater ways, and they seek to help us understand the reality of their existence and the reality of the existence of so many other countless races comprising the Galactic Federation and the myriad other life forces assisting our planet. And
yeah,
really, that's about all I've learned so far from them. And the main reason that I don't possess a whole lot more knowledge about them than I do the main reason I don't know as much about them right now is because I'm focusing on connecting with the Ascended Masters, the Arcturians now I've begun to bring through, the Hathers, so I'm trying to keep an equal balance of learning about each facet of the collective speaking through me.
Yes. Well, the Galactic Federation of Light is indeed an enormous organization spread out through this galaxy and beyond. Because the Andromedans are also part of the Galactic Federation, but Andromeda is another star system. But they're all here, and they're all here to kind of help us with the ascension process. And
the wonderful thing, well, I could say the wonderful thing, but the thing about these galactic souls that will make them more perceivable and understandable to the common man in the future when their existence is disclosed is that while each race and each collective is indeed different and higher dimensional in their own right, the majority of the souls we're going to be introduced to, the Pleiadians, the Arcturians, the Andromedans, they are indeed energy beings, but they can and do choose to actively express themselves through a human temple. So basically the world is going to be meeting advanced, intellectual, and spiritually understanding humans, which will help so many people who, like I said before, are ensnared in the mainstream perception to open up to them in a way that, oh, we can see that they're not slimy creatures, they're not alien monsters that seek to harm us. They're genuine humans who've come from their planets and who've understood things that they now wish for us to understand.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Well, you know, since the last 5 years, I'm very much looking forward to disclosure and first contact. And I'm happily doing my radio show and interviewing people like yourself and Judy Satori and many others. We'll also channel, but sometimes I also have people that have a scientific background, like Robert Salas was on my show. He was the citizens' hearing on disclosure. So also people who have had first-hand contact, because they are credible people, you know. And I don't say that channelers are not credible, but with people that have a scientific background, you can reach a larger audience. And
oh, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. You can help. You can help the common man to be able to understand the galactics from a scientific standpoint and from the standpoint of a person who's directly experienced them rather than simply channeled them, because there is indeed a difference. The difference in a personal contact or a contact bred from one working in secret government or military projects, the difference between that and opening up to channeling the galactics is that everyone can open up and channel the galactics and choose to represent them if they wish, but only so many few people, especially in our current time, have been chosen for the role of actually meeting the galactics or meeting another type of race and being able to, from a professional standpoint, bring that truth and that revelation forth for the entire populace to benefit from.
Yes, exactly. But anyway, you're reaching many peoples, and Luisa Vencecoles and other friends of me are translating your messages into Portuguese, Spanish, and other languages. So that's also a fabulous thing that not only English-speaking people can understand it, but also people that speak their native language.
That is indeed wonderful, and I've spoken to a few of the people who are on Luisa Vasconcelos' translator team, and boy, what they're doing is just great. I've seen not just my messages, Susie Ward's messages, Mike Quincy's messages, the messages of Channel 2, I personally feel are important for people in other countries who could potentially benefit from them to hear. I've spoken to them, some of them before, and I think it's truly wonderful what they're doing. It's great to get that message out there. Because I could imagine, even though so much awakening has taken place here in the United States amidst all the unawakened people, I can imagine that the awakening is taking place in other countries are just grand. And if my messages or the messages of any channels are able to assist that in any way, then that's just an honor for me.
Yeah, that's happening because Luisa Vencecoles, amongst many other peoples, are translating those messages into many languages, and that's just because Latin America has a lot of Spanish-speaking people and Portuguese-speaking people, so it's a large number of people that are being, because I you know that in South America, in Latin America, messages in the mainstream media about UFOs and contacts with ETs is very normal. It's much more accepted than in Europe and in the States.
I've heard that it's a bit more normal in India as well, that that's more of an understood thing.
Also, and in China also.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's correct.
So that is indeed great that that people in other countries who are even being exposed to honesty in their media can also be exposed to the messages from the beings who are actively choosing to contact humanity and let themselves be filmed so the news of various countries can pick it up. That's truly great.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Hey, all part of the divine plan. Every human's meant to awaken in every country in their own ways, you know.
Exactly. We all have the right to learn about those messages from you and other channels. Hey, Wes, what do you think about the crop circle season this until now? Are you following the crop circles a bit?
Well, I haven't followed them as much as I've been following a lot of the channelings we've been given of late, but I have noticed that June seemed to be at least a decently active month for crop circles, and as so many other people have said, and I say this not having a direct knowledge of crop circles, but I am of the belief that those are even more direct and one could say genuine messages from the star people, from the galactics, if one doesn't believe in channels. But I think beyond the channel messages and beyond the personal contact, there's no way that what the galactics are doing with the crop circles can be denied. There's no way that drunk teenagers with hedge clippers could have cut things so intricate, so things that almost clearly seem to display a cosmic message, you know?
Yes, exactly. Because I plan to go on holiday to England this summer and to see it for myself, as I have done 3 times before. It is just so amazing. To be in England in the area of Glastonbury and Stonehenge, my friend, the energy is totally different than in the Netherlands. It's they say that the heart chakra of Mother Earth is located in Glastonbury, which is Avalon, of course.
I couldn't imagine how strong the energy is there. And I believe Stonehenge was, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe Stonehenge was a sacred energy spot in and of itself, so I can imagine the energies around there can almost lift you right up off your feet and maybe out of your body.
Exactly, and also Machu Picchu in Peru, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I would love to go to South America, but, you know.
Yeah, well, here in Illinois, we have, very close to where we live, we have the Cahokia Mounds, and I've talked about them a lot before. There was a native civilization here in Illinois that thrived from around, I want to say 900 AD to maybe around 1250 AD, they were really thriving, and they built these large, incredible mounds, the largest of which is called Monk's Mound, and it sits 100 feet off of the ground. Mm-hmm. They built these incredible mounds with what I wonder couldn't have perhaps been some type of advanced technology or understanding, just like the pyramids and so many other things we're hearing could have been created in a vastly different way than we've been told. But even just going to that spot here around here where I live, going to the Cahokia Mound, you can feel the energy, especially if you climb up to the top of the biggest mound, Monk's Mound. You can just feel the energy. There is something going on there, some type of greater energy at play there, and I think the mounds have a lot to do with it.
Yes. I must tell you, Wes, that I love the Native Americans. I just feel very connected to the Incas, the Mayans, the Hopis, all the tribes of the original tribes of the American continent. They are so close to me.
Well, absolutely. And for me, living here in Illinois where I do, this was an area that was purely Native American. This was the land that was given to the Native Americans by Creator, by Source. And even researching about Cahokia and going to the site sometimes and seeing the neighborhoods around it, I feel this great sense of compassion for what's been done to their sacred land. Even though there's plenty of beauty around in this area, there's also plenty of, I guess you could say, mankind's really made his mark around here in not the best way. And it feeling that sense of empathy and compassion with the natives, it definitely does hurt a little. And I agree with you about feeling a very strong connection with them.
Yes, because, you know, I know that the Native Americans, they honor Pachamama, which is called Mother Earth. And they have a strong connection with the star people. And a couple of weeks ago, I was at a festival, a spiritual festival, in a national park in the Netherlands, and I did a sweat lodge. And it was a sweat lodge of the Great Bear, and the sweat lodge of the star people. We were, talking to the star people in the sweat lodge. It was amazing. It was really an amazing experience. Whenever you can do a real sweat lodge somewhere in your area, just do it. You will not regret it.
Oh, I would imagine there are a myriad of ways, interesting ways at that you can find a connection with the Galactics, and I think that's very wonderful. I was going to mention when you were talking about the spirituality of the natives, the Cahokians who were around here in their metropolis actually had a belief, had their own spiritual beliefs of the sky world, and then this current world, Earth, where they were living, and then the underworld, which could have been perhaps the planes of force, density negative, but they had their own spiritual beliefs and customs, and they incorporated them onto a tablet called the Birdman tablet, which essentially shows what looks like a person in a spacesuit. That's what it looks like on the tablet, if I can be frank. It looks like a person in a spacesuit, and I wonder if, along with their spirituality, they didn't have a greater understanding of the Galactics and maybe of the Galactics technology, and if they didn't perhaps incorporate that onto their tablets.
I'm quite sure about it. No doubt.
Absolutely. I do. Yeah. I definitely think we're going to be hearing a lot about our ancient civilizations that people just wouldn't expect.
Yes, exactly. Because also in Africa, the tribes in Africa, also a friend of me gave me a book, and there's a chapter about the shamans in Africa who have contact with the star people regularly.
Well, I've heard about natives who have had contact with the star people, who contact with star people is regular for them. They see them as visitors and brothers from the stars. It's
yes.
Interesting how different things really are from how most people think they are, I guess is the best way to put it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you. Because, the Western civilization is so much detached from nature, and those people that live close to nature, who follow their traditions, they don't worry about money. They don't worry about the next thing they're going to do. They live in the
Absolutely.
Now. They do their ceremonies, and they have contact.
Absolutely. When you can find that personal wholeness with yourself, which can be bred from understanding the realms of spirit and gaining a deeper glimpse into the mechanics driving our consciousness as individuals and as a sentient collective, I think all of the vanities and all of the material worries and concerns do fall away, and you find yourself able to become a conduit for amazing experiences.
Mm-hmm. Wes, I want to tell you something about a vision I had.
Sure.
With Edward Snowden now, he was suspected to be on the plane with Evo Morales, the president of Bolivia. Mm-hmm. And the plane was grounded in Austria, and they searched the plane, I thought that Edward Snowden was on it, but he was not. But what I want to talk about is South America, because all South American nations are now united against Europe and, I mean, I must say the European Union and the United States, what they are doing with the whistleblowers.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1994, I had a vision that South America would unite in the future. Mm-hmm. And I saw a vision of inclines of mountains in the Andes Mountains where people were celebrating and praying. And there was a huge spaceship landing at the bottom of a valley where that was surrounded by those inclines of those huge mountains, 6,000 meters high. And because South America is now united as one, mm-hmm. I have the feeling that first contact is going to happen very soon.
I was going to say, I think you were given a very clear dream displaying the immediate future we're heading into.
Yes.
I think the unification of South America can definitely be something that can help usher in the new paradigm. And so many people would perhaps expect disclosure or an active contact with the whole world on the part of the Galactic to come about in one of the developed countries or one of the countries that somebody would more expect, the United States or Europe. But I say, why not? Why can't South America, or why can't any country that begins to find their own independence? Why can't Egypt, after they have just ousted their latest leader because he wasn't working in their best interest, maybe they can experience a genuine contact as a result of their own unification and their own building of something that's in alignment with the will of the people, which is largely what the Galactics have been waiting for us to do before making their widespread contacts. They're waiting for us to band together to do the work needing done to, in any peaceful way that we can, uproot oppression and the influence of those who try to continue to control our lives and our countries before they decided to make that contact. So it could definitely happen in any country who shows a very quick, very rapid progression.
Yes, because those countries are now uniting against control, because control is what people don't need and what people have experienced over millennia.
Absolutely. Well, hey, Turkey, Brazil, so many countries right now. The
yes.
United States have been with Occupy Wall Street, been holding our own protests for a long time, Idle No More in Canada. This worldwide protest movement cannot and just will not be stopped, and I think everybody knows that at this point.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's hope that it happens soon.
Absolutely, absolutely. The way I see it, even if events aren't brought about from the other side, from the Galactics, or if the governments don't just, the cabals don't just give up and choose disclosure, which they've proven that they won't, the longer that we wait, the more that I personally am going to see the need to contribute more, to do more. If we're here a year later in July 2014 and I'm having another conversation with you, but things don't seem to have picked up much, then I'm going to see the impetus personally to try to motivate people even more, and to myself try to be motivated enough to really bring this about, because now that we've all started something so good in our own various different ways, we can't just let it fall by the wayside. We have to keep going and keep going and keep going until our dreams are achieved, and that's basically how I feel about that.
Yes, me too. We have to work hard, and I try to have 3 interviews per week, on Thursday on BBS, on Sunday on Finding Voices Radio, and on Monday on Finding Voices Radio. And if you're listening and you have ET contact or an interesting story, contact me and we'll make a beautiful show. Because, you know, in my way, the way I can do it is interview people, let them tell their story about ET, and get the word out. And that's my way of doing it. You are doing the blogs and the channelings, Wes, and many others are doing that. So we all have to work together and unite to change this world and to wake the people up.
Absolutely, and what you're doing, Martin, especially by bringing so many people together, so many channelers, so many people who've had their own genuine experiences, by bringing all those together and presenting it in a news format or in a radio show format, you're able to at least try to reach the mainstream perception. And just as I said before, even if your own ego or your own name is tarnished because of it, you still did everything you could to get the truth out there, to awaken people, even if they don't want to accept it yet, and that's noble and that's honored.
Yes, exactly. Well, yeah, you know, it's hard work, and yes, I continue.
Definitely some days it seems like it could be easier to maybe hide away from the world, maybe not to produce, not to work whenever we're not feeling our best along our ascension processes. And just as the Pleiadian said, it is good for us to rest every now and then, but at the same time, we have a very big job to do, and with so many of us doing it in such a dedicated manner, I really think even the need to have to quicken or increase my efforts a year down the line won't be there, because I think things are happening right now, and I think they're going to continue to happen, especially with the NSA leaks, with the unification of South America, with just everything that's happening, all the worldwide protests. It's clear that we're in times of change.
Indeed, my friend. I'm very hopeful indeed. And, well, we have 3 minutes left before we have to close off. Maybe just again tell the people your website and your personal blog so that they can find you.
All right. My website is AquariusParadigm.com. And my personal blog is WesAnack.com. And I wanted to let everybody who's listening to this show know that even those of you, and especially those of you who feel very close to the Galactics, or the Pleiadians, or whomever, and really want to bring about a contact with them and have been pulling your hair out trying to find a way to, they want all of you to know that they're with you right now and that you can actively pick up on their energies, even if you pick up on them in subtle forms, even if you just feel what feels like a loving presence near you, what feels like a calming presence or a caring presence. That's them. That's your spiritual guides. That's any being of the higher dimensions you want to be with you, there with you instantaneously. And I just wanted to maybe leave off with that note to the listeners.
Well, that's wonderful, Wes. I must tell you, I love you, and I love the Pleiadians, and I love the listeners. And I think love, unconditional love, is the most important energy there is in the universe to heal and to grow and to step up to a higher plane of existence. The only thing we need to have and to work on is love.
That's right, and the Beatles said it perfectly. Love is all we need, because really, love is all there is.
Indeed, my friend. Well, I want to announce that Sunday at 10 a.m. Pacific time, which is 1 p.m. Eastern time and 1900 hours Central European time, I will have my friend, I forgot his name. He will be on my show on findingvoicesradio.com this Sunday. And for Monday, I'm still looking for a guest. If you are interested to be with me on the show, you can contact me. So thank you very much, Wes, and many blessings to you and your family. And thank you for this wonderful broadcast that you did together with me. And I have the feeling that you and I will meet in the future and have a lot of pleasant experiences with the ETs together.
Thank you, Martin, and I agree wholeheartedly. I'm overjoyed to have been on your show.
Yes, Wes. And I would just want to say before closing off, when disclosure happens, we have to be ready, because then we have to tell the story. Then a lot of the world population are going to rely on us, on our stories, what we know from the Galactics. So be ready, my friend.
I agree more.
Yes. All right. Many blessings and namaste.